Just a quick word from our affiliates before we jump into the episode. SafePoint Loan Working App is a really simple way for you to manage loan working. Utilizing WAP-free words to get you pinpoint accuracy on the location of your people when you really need it. Get yourself a discount using the link and code in the description of this episode. Let's jump into today's podcast.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
So you might have noticed something a little bit different on this podcast at the first like couple of seconds. What's going on? There's a lot changing here at Rebranding Safety and it's all for the better. Let's jump into the introduction and then I'll tell you all about it. Let's go.
The problem in safety isn't deviation, it's complexity.
Health and safety has gone mad.
Health and safety is trying to unpick having gone mad in the past.
There's no one solution or one problem. The problem is that we are looking for one solution.
Does the structure of the team allow them to flourish?
Feel safe enough to be uncomfortable.
The environment defines our behaviours.
People aren't the problem, they're the solution.
Rebranding Safety, crushing the stereotype. Brought to you by RiskFluent. What's up, people? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. Rebranding Safety, doing exactly what it says on the tin. We're here to change the perception of health and safety. We do that on this podcast and we do that on YouTube as well. So if you're new here, hit that subscribe button and the like and all those things that do crazy stuff on the algorithms. So what's going on? What's with that new intro at the beginning before I even started talking? What's going on there? Well, we've joined Safety FM. What is Safety FM? But Safety FM, basically, run by a gentleman called Jay Allen. He rang me up a while ago, and I'm not gonna say who else he rang. You can go find out for yourself. And a couple of us decided, yeah, because Jay rang us up and was like, yo, I want you to join the fam, the Safety FM fam. What do you think? Here's what it means, here's what it doesn't mean, etc., etc. And we come over, we join the crew, which is like a massive crew, joining a Hot Nerd, Safety X Factor, Safety Struggles, the new one out there. There's just so many. And it's just a conglomerate of safety podcasts. So couldn't ask for more, really, could you? So we have joined Safety FM, so slight changes to the audio. You'll hear the brought to you by Safety FM clip at the beginning, and you'll hear a little disclaimer at the end for all those legal bits and bobs. So you'll have that on every episode, like it or lump it. That's how it is, people. To be honest, I was thinking of putting a disclaimer on anyway, just to kind of cover, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's and do all that. So it's all good stuff. What does it mean for the listeners? Does anything change? No. All it changes is that some code thing, an RSS feed, takes from one place instead of the other place, and out it goes. I used to use Anchor. To be honest, I wasn't too displeased with it. I was quite happy with it. It was a good platform. It was free of charge. The analytics weren't that great. But Spotify just brought them out, so maybe it's going to get better. So I really, you know, still, if anybody thinks about, you know, starting a podcast, they want to keep it nice and cheap, I think Anchor's a great place to start. I think it's a very, very good place to start. So, you know, there was not Anchor driving me insane. I've been toying with the idea, do I want to leave somewhere else, leave for somewhere else? And just thought, nah, I'll keep it as it is. And then Jay rang us up and was like, what do you think? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's go for it. So this is the first episode that we've put out on Safety FM. All the backlog stuff is still there. So if you've just joined us for some crazy reason and you've just listened to this as your first podcast, you're like, oh my God, I've got to go and find all the other stuff. No, it's all there. You can still find it. It's all the backlog. It's all brought over. Like I say, no changes for the listeners whatsoever. We're just part of a wider family now, which I think is good. It gives us a bit more of an in America. Safety FM is quite big in America and they're trying to get big in England, and we're trying to get big in America. So, you know, why not try and help each other out? So I think this is a good move. I think it's a great partnership. I'm excited to work with everybody, and I think us all working together for the betterment of safety, to kind of quote Sam Goodman, I think it's a good thing, and I think it's only going to produce amazing things. So Yeah, not much change for you people. Obviously, the change to the logo, change to the artwork and things like that. But really, for you guys, nothing much change. There is some changes coming to the content, though. Nothing to do with Safety FM. It's all to do with rebranding Safety. So, changes to the podcast and YouTube, they're done for a couple of reasons. And I'll say these first before I tell you what the changes are. So, main reason, number one, value for you guys. I want to try and work out how I can get as much value for you guys as possible, as much variety, much entertainment as possible in this form of media, this podcast. So I also wanted to bring back a couple episodes of me just waffling on. I kind of missed it, if I'm honest. And still, looking at analytics, still some of the most popular ones we've got are still some of the ones who are just me waffling on. So it looks like you guys like listening to me. But to be honest, I kind of missed it. So this reason is a bit of a selfish one. I kind of missed just waffling on. So that's reason number two. Reason number three is I just had a baby. Little Maggie McPherson has joined the Rebranding Safety family. I've been told I'm not allowed to have Maggie Rebranding McPherson as her full name. Told her that's not allowed. Maggie Safety McPherson still also not allowed. Maggie Safety 2 McPherson wasn't allowed. Maggie Capacity McPherson wasn't allowed. I've run out. I didn't ask for any of those. But yep, she joined us on Saturday the 29th. Yeah, you're thinking, oh, typical daddy, just kind of hesitated on the date. She was actually born at like 12 minutes past, 8 minutes past midnight. So I always get a bit confused on the dates. So she was actually about to pop out on the 28th, but then decided to hold off a little bit and come out on the 29th. But everybody is well, everybody is healthy. Thank you for asking. I know that's what you were thinking. So I'll answer the question for you. Everybody's well, everybody's healthy. We're a little bit tired. Maggie is not tired. She sleeps all day and then does not sleep at night. Such a great idea, but like when you see her face, just makes it totally worth it. So she's joined the family, which obviously puts another challenge onto my life. So I wanted to make sure, one, I could be a dad, and I wanted to make sure that, two, I still provided content on this podcast, and I make no kind of I don't disguise the fact that the episodes of me just talking are a lot easier to edit. So, the plan being, one, to get you guys as much value as possible. Two, because I quite enjoy just waffling on. And three, I want to make this podcast sustainable. I want to make sure we keep going. And for it to be sustainable and for it to carry on, it's got to work with my life. And that's just a long short of it, people. So I needed to find out a balance for that. And this goes for the YouTube as well. And I'll tell you about the YouTube changes as well if you're watching this on YouTube and you're an avid YouTube follower. So, podcast changes are as follows. In a month, you will have an interview with somebody else, right? You will have, say, for example, James interviews Colin Nottage from the Interest in Safety podcast. Then the following episode from that will be my thoughts on that. So what's the change there? Previously, the episode where we interview somebody, you have an interview every week normally, the intro and the outro would be me kind of shortly kind of cramming in reflection and cramming in like adverts and etc. And it kind of makes it a really, really long podcast. And it also makes me very conscious on the length of the conversation with the interviewee. So I kind of thought, well, how can we make this podcast a little bit shorter? I'm still a fan of the long form stuff, if I'm honest. I still wanted to keep it like an hour-ish. So I was like, how can we do that? So basically we thought, well, let's just make another episode where I reflect on that. So I can just kind of, you know, reflect on it a bit more deeper, I suppose, because I don't really get much of a chance on the intro and outro. I just think you're not here to listen to me, you're here to listen to the interview. So I thought it was a nice idea. So you know, listen and let me know what you think. Hopefully you will like it. Hopefully you'll get to hear my reflection on the interview and find that a bit helpful, you know, as opposed to just having the interview. You kind of hear somebody thinking about that conversation, which hopefully will help kind of facilitate your thinking, is one of the other reasons behind it. So let me know what you think. So you'll have an interview with somebody, then you'll have my reflections on the interview. And then I'll do an episode, two episodes, which will be pretty much quite random. So it could be just me talking about something that's happened in the month, could be talking about something that I've read, could be talking about a podcast or something like that. These will be shorter episodes, anything from 15 minutes to half an hour. The reflection episode, probably about 15 minutes, half an hour as well. So you'll get one long form a month and then kind of three short to medium form a month as well. So kind of gives a bit of variety. I just thought it would be good for those other two random episodes for us to be able to kind of keep up with modern day stuff. So we used to do that thing where I used to read an article in the Irish magazine. I quite liked that. I quite enjoyed it. We only did like two or three of them. And it was quite good for me because I had to read the Irish magazine. Normally I just get sent them, have every intention of reading them, and they just sit there and I never read them. So that's good. It's good for us to keep up with stuff. So hopefully you'll enjoy that as well. And because it's nice and short, you know, you'll be able to plan it out and go and listen to an actually like good podcast. So hope you enjoy that. So podcast summary changes are as follows. We have moved to Safety FM, but that means very little change to you other than a introduction at the beginning and a disclaimer at the end. We have changed the content format to our content, in which you will get an interview, a reflection on the interview, and then two kind of current events slash content event slash review slash random rant, whatever, episodes in the month. So you get a variety of like three different types of media on the podcast. So hopefully you enjoy that. So what's going on with YouTube then? YouTube will continue because I love it. It's really good fun. But I'm not going to lie, YouTube is harder. Those toolbox tools, talks, videos that we do are much harder. Toolbox Tuesdays are much harder to do than the podcast. Even an hour, 2 hour interview is easier to edit than the YouTube videos. But I don't want to stop doing them. So when I was sitting there thinking, and I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast, and then once you've listened to it, it comes up on everywhere, doesn't it? Hashtag cookies. And it started showing me this JRE Clips YouTube channel on YouTube, obviously, and it's just a YouTube channel of his clips. So if you've been following our YouTube channel, you'd have noticed that whilst I was on paternity leave for the last couple of weeks, you'd have been getting those clips, 1 minute clips, 2 minute clips, whatever, and we used to make them for LinkedIn. And I was sitting there thinking, well, actually, some of these clips are really good. And some of you might not have time or want to listen to the whole podcast and just want to listen to a little bit of a clip of that podcast, hence JRE Clips, that's what he does. Also, sometimes I listen to a whole podcast and there are bits that I'm like, oh gosh, I need to remember that bit. So the aim of what we change on YouTube is to be able to do that. So you'll start to see, you know, a lot more clips from the podcast on the YouTube channel. Anything from 1 minute long to 5 minutes long, you know, 10 minutes long, depending on how long the clip is. But short clips that we're taking out of the podcast, which you think, this is gold dust, we want people to know this, or we think, oh, this would be good, I think people will want to come back and listen to it. So we see a lot more of those. We are not stopping doing Toolbox Tuesdays. We will continue to do them. However, they will be less regular. And you will start to see a lot more podcast clips. Just because two birds, one stone. I'm editing a podcast, I can clip it out, it's nice and easy, but there's a lot of value in these podcasts, which some people don't like listening to long form. So the point is to be able to take that, put it into YouTube, boom, you've got your clips, you can have that little snapshot of the interview. And it's also a kind of try before you buy. You know, if you think, oh, we've got this interview with Sarah Brummett, for example, and you're like, what's that like? Let's just have a look at some clips on the YouTube first. And is it any good? Oh, actually, yeah, that's really good. Let's go listen to it. And one final change that we made is kind of for both podcast and YouTube, but basically the only bits of the podcast that will now go on YouTube are the interviews. So the big interviews, obviously the clips that we've just spoke about will go on there, but we'll also put the full length interviews on there as well. We won't be putting the reflection episode of me giving my thoughts on the interview. We won't put that on there, and we won't put the other two episodes of me just waffling on. The reason for that is we wanted to have something exclusive for the podcast listeners. We want to be able to drive traffic either way. You know, I don't know, it's very hard for us to tell who watches on YouTube but doesn't watch on a podcast, and vice versa. So we wanted to be able to kind of drive people from one platform to the other and have some exclusive content for the podcast. I hope you quite like that. Let me know what you think. Like I've said all the way through this, please let me know what you think. Let me just tell you quickly about what's coming up next on Rebrand and Safety. So this episode's coming out on October the 1st. We will continue to upload on Mondays for podcasts and Tuesdays for YouTube. This is just an ad hoc October the 1st. Woohoo, we're part of Rebranded Safety. Woohoo, we're part of Safety FM is what I meant to say. So from Monday coming up is the biggest mini series we have got, ever have, ever will have. This is huge. So huge. The mini-series called Safety 1 and Safety 2. It is essentially my learning journey from Safety 1 to Safety 2, or with Safety 1 and Safety 2, whatever you want to call it. But it's like, what are these two things? What's all this bickering going on? Why is there even bickering? Is this Safety 2 stuff actually anything new? What is this stuff? Let's talk to people who made it. Let's talk to people who do it. And let's talk to people who challenge it. And let's talk to people who investigate it. So that's what we've put together here. And if I'm just so excited to get this out. It's been a long, long time coming. Some of these interviews we did ages ago. And we're also going to put out some republish a couple of the old podcasts that we did with other people like Ron Gant. So let me run you through what is coming up. Todd Conklin, Kelvin Genn, the legend John Green, Adam Johns, Kevin Furness, David Provan, Dominic Cooper, Carsten Busch, and then last two bonus ones are republished Tim Marsh and Ron Gant. How a mini series will work in this new content schedule is that we scrap the two random episodes whilst we're doing this mini series, and we'll basically go Todd Conklin, then you'll have a reflection podcast, and then the next week you'll have Kelvin Genn, and then you'll have a reflection podcast, and then John Green, a reflection podcast, and so on and so forth. And that's how it'll work until we finish the miniseries. And all of those coming up, it's going to be great fun. I really hope you love these changes. I hope you like them. Please feedback to us if you don't like something. If you do like something, let us know. But other than that, I'm going to leave you to your life. And this was the first episode of Rebranding Safety on Safety FM. Don't forget to go check out all of our sponsors in SafePoint for Lone Working, in DRM for your mental health online course. And don't forget to go buy some merch, people. www.rebrandingsafety.com. I'll catch you next week. Safe.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the position of the companies. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are examples only based on limited and dated open source information and should not be utilised in real life as the only solution available. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the companies. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, or otherwise, without prior written permission from James McPherson.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a shameless sponsorship clip. In all seriousness, guys, we've partnered up with DRM Group. You know David McLean, he's been on the podcast time and time again. We absolutely support his message, and he's got a brand new online course to help you. I'm going to let him tell you all about it now.
The brain can be trained to think and behave differently, to think in more positive and optimistic ways. And there are steps that you can take to train your brain to feel good for good. And we call this lasting positive change. Through our 16-day program, which includes daily videos and action sheets taking you no longer than 15 minutes to complete a day, you will learn how to move away from thoughts of anger, hopelessness and frustration to a place of mental well-being and positivity.
Okay, guys, so if you're interested, you can click the link below and get a discount, special rebranding safety discount. Full disclosure, we get a little bit kickback from that. So at the same time as improving your mental health, you can support your favorite health and safety podcast YouTube channel. I'll let you get back into the content.